Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. So it could be a Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the style of Arnold Schoenberg. You never know what it's going to be. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Rebecca Butler is joining us this week from St. Simon's Island, Georgia. Rebecca, welcome.
Well, hello, Fred.
Where is St. Simon's Island?
St. Simon's Island is one of the barrier islands. It's just off Brunswick, actually. It's in Glynn County, Georgia, southeast Georgia.
Mm-hmm. And, Rebecca, do you have a musical background?
Not really. My whole family enjoyed singing and sang a cappella in church. I sang in high school musicals, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And have you been listening to the Piano Puzzlers for a while?
Yes, I have. I was so happy to hear them when they came on because I love games and music, and really I want to say that this program has meant so much to me, and I've learned so much from it.
Very kind of you to say. Well, Rebecca, I don't know what's coming either, so if you get stuck on either the tune or the composer, you can lean on me and we can try to guess these together.
Okay,
Rebecca, here's your piano puzzler.
Thank you.
It was. So what do you think, Rebecca?
I usually can hear the popular song, but I could not really make it out. But I'm feeling that the composer is, it sounded very harpsichordy, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. It did.
So I was thinking maybe Haydn or even Mozart.
Well, I would go back a little further, especially with the harpsichordy. Haydn and Mozart mostly use the piano.
So Bach?
Bach is right.
Yay.
Johann Sebastian Bach, well done.
Yes, indeed.
Now, I had the same thing that you had going there, Rebecca. I got so caught up in the harpsichordiness and the Bachiness.
I was trying to listen under it. I was thinking usually these things are just slightly under the ornamentation, and I was going dun 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 dun. Dun
ah, okay. Dun, now what you were hearing, dum 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 dum, all of that is not the tune.
It's not the tune. Okay.
This thing on top. That is the decoration on top.
Uh-huh.
And
even, where is it?
The tune is right in the middle. You have a bass line and a soprano line.
Okay.
And it's kind of, yes, it is harpsichordy, but it's also kind of organ-like.
Yeah.
And if you, I'll bring out the tune just slightly more. And I bet you're going to get it, because if you don't have to think about who wrote the, what style it is,
exactly.
I think you'll get it.
Okay.
Here we go. I think Fred might know it now. He's got that look. Am I right, Fred?
Well, I'm just wondering how many times must a pianist play this before...
And the answer...
Blowing in the wind.
That's right.
Yes!
You know, what made me want to pick it was the idea that there's an answer. The answer is blowing in the wind. I thought, well, we need one with an answer like that.
Well, I kept thinking, I know folk tunes that go da-da-da-da-da-da, but I didn't quite get the...
Well, now you've got the whole thing.
There you go. That was nice.
Blowing in the Wind in the style of Johann Sebastian Bach, this week's Piano Puzzler. Rebecca Butler from St. Simon's Island, Georgia. Well done. You got the tune, you got the composer, you got the whole thing.
Thank you so much.
Rebecca, what's your public radio station?
It's WSVH, Savannah and Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Rebecca, thank you so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
You're welcome.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.